As the protests over Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Padmavati heightens across the country, a body was found hanging off the outer wall of Rajasthan's Nahagar Fort with messages such as "We kill rather than burn effigies" scrawled on stones nearby. The Rajput Karni Sena, which has been spearheading the anti-Padmavati campaign, has claimed that they have nothing to do with the incident and rather they condemn it. The deceased has been identified as Chetan and police say that prima facie evidence suggests he was strangled with a plastic wire.
Despite the Supreme Court appointed committee of administrators deciding that the BCCI doesn't need to come under the wings of the National Anti-Doping Agency, as there is a satisfactory anti-doping system already in place, the matter is set to come up for discussion at the special general meeting of the board in the capital on December 9th. Speaking to Cricket Next, acting BCCI President C.K. Khanna said the matter would come up for discussion at the SGM next month. ISRO is developing a PSLV rocket solely for the smaller satellites and may launch it by as soon as 2019. The launch vehicle will be able to carry a 700-kilogram payload and will cut the cost of a normal PSLV by one-tenth, bringing it down from its original 150 to 500 crore price range. Following a recall initiated by Jeep's parent company Fiat Chrysler Automobiles in America, Jeep India has issued a recall for an estimated 1,200 Jeep Compass SUVs. These cars also include units that have been already retailed to customers. The recall has been done over faulty passenger side airbags and will be replaced by Jeep India. Now you can read all of these stories and more only on news18.com.